Our scripture text this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. Isaiah 40, 1 through 11, and I read in the name of our Lord Jesus. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers and the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. Here ends our reading, and you may be seated. In our children's message, I talked about, you know, times that we've maybe been rebuked. We've been called out on something, can you relate with that? Am I the only one that's gotten caught, been in trouble about something? But, you know, when I know I'm wrong, or if I've really let somebody down that I respect, there's just this knot I get in my stomach that just, it churns within me, this shame that I struggle with. And I don't know if you can relate to that kind of fear and disappointment. I once had a manager that I sincerely think he was trying to help me, but every week we had a meeting and he brought me in to tell me everything that I had done wrong that last week and how I had disappointed him. And then he'd smile and pat me on the back and say, well, glad we could have this talk. I hope it's encouraging. And he thought he was helping, but you know what? Being rebuked like that over and over, that just hurt. And it cut me down, and maybe you've experienced something like this. You know, there's other times that are difficult, that because I think that's a time we need some comfort, some encouraging news, and not just a pat on the back, but really to hear about somebody's love. There's other times, too. I think our country's been in some hard times, and I think I hear some people lamenting about how things are going in our world, in our country. It's difficult to watch the news, and there are so many times where we just want to hear some good news. We just want to hear that everything's going to be okay, that God loves us, that he actually does, and that he's taking care of us. And in our text, God gives us this kind of comforting word. And He starts this out by saying, comfort, comfort. We're going to look at this in three parts. There's three main sections of this. The first two verses, and that's a double comfort and a triple promise. And then in verses 3 through 8, we're going to see, prepare the way of the Lord. And then the last portion here, verses 9 through 11, behold your God. And I just want to point out, too, that this passage is in the middle of the book of Isaiah, but it's an incredibly important passage. In fact, It acts as the introductory statement for the next 15 chapters. So if you're interested how Isaiah, the book of Isaiah works, and this is kind of a curious point in the book, but this whole section is an introduction to the next 15 chapters, but then within it, we can see a little bit of a breakdown, and I'm going to show you how these introduce themes that are going to be coming a little bit in Isaiah, or what they are referring to. But let's get back to this message of comfort that we so need to hear, whether you've been cut down a lot and you need somebody to tell you that they actually care and love you, or forgive you. Maybe you're just struggling under the weight of how bad things are in this world. God says, comfort, comfort. This comfort is first of all, I think, for the rebuked sinner. And you see, just like you maybe have been called out on things in your life and rebuked for your wrongs, so had God's people. In fact, earlier in Isaiah, Jerusalem, the holy city of God, the city of peace is what it means, is called a whore. You see, Jerusalem was unfaithful to God. They had been committing idolatry. They had not been faithful to God, not put their trust in Him. And actually, God compares this throughout a number of places in Scripture to adultery, to a wife being unfaithful to her husband, because God saw His people as His bride, His wife. And He said that they were unfaithful. Maybe you've read the book of Hosea, where we see that God is making this connection really strong to Israel being like a wife, when He actually has Hosea marry a woman who would be unfaithful to him. She actually becomes a prostitute, commits adultery, and many other things. She actually says that her lovers are the ones that have blessed her and taken care of her, even though it was her husband all along. And this was God's people. In fact, just before our passage that we read today in Isaiah 40, we have a rebuke of the Lord of His people. And even King Hezekiah, who had been known as one of the best kings that they had, somebody who was a believer. And Hezekiah had been very sick. He prayed to the Lord. The Lord healed him and preserved him. The Lord had shown him that He was God. But you know what? Hezekiah, even he, a believer, struggled. And instead of trusting the God who had proved Himself and revealed Himself over and over to him, he actually put his trust in Babylon, the armies of Babylon. You see, he was having troubles with another worldly power, Assyria, and he thought Babylon could deliver him from Assyria. Turns out that he was very wrong, and God warned him about this and rebuked him, and he said that Babylon wouldn't be his help. In fact, Babylon would carry his people off into exile. That was, as I talked with the kids, like a big timeout for God's people. That was punishment for them. They were being rebuked for their unfaithfulness. And now, immediately after this rebuke, this harsh criticism of their ways, God right away comes in and says, comfort, comfort. He's comforting the one who's rebuked. And He says, speak tenderly to Jerusalem. You know, this is not what Jerusalem deserved. Jerusalem deserved the rebuke. They deserved the exile. In fact, they deserved more than the exile, which wouldn't be their ultimate destruction. They deserved ultimate destruction. And yet, God says, speak tenderly to Jerusalem. In fact, this is also what He told to Hosea when his wife was cheating on him with these other men and running all around. And He said to Hosea, speak tenderly to her. Woo her. Now, if that was happening to you, if your spouse was cheating on you, do you think you would go and speak tenderly and woo them? That's not our natural response, and that's not necessarily what they deserve, right? That's certainly not what Jerusalem, what Israel and Judah deserved. That's not what us unfaithful people deserve, who are unfaithful to God and breaking his laws. But he says, speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Woo her back. See, the Lord loves